This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is sending tanks to Ukraine, copying a similar move by Germany, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks.
The equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
President Biden made the announcement, reversing months of persistent arguments that the tanks were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
Germany has agreed to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks to Ukraine. The president says this is about helping Ukraine defend its land. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has dismissed U.S. and German intentions as poorly conceived strategy. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Peskov tells reporters during his daily conference call, "I'm convinced that many specialists understand the absurdity of this idea. Simply because of technological aspects, this is a rather disastrous plan." He adds, "The West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and the M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground, predicting these tanks will burn down, just like all the other ones," he said. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked U.S. President Joe Biden for his decision to send tanks to his war-torn country. Quote, "It's an important step on the path to victory," Zelensky, who turned 45 on Wednesday, tweeted, thanking Biden for his quote-unquote powerful decision. The twin announcements come as a major relief for Kyiv, which has pleaded for months